Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Donald Trump's money trouble. The former president says he can't secure the $454 million bond in his civil fraud trial. Are his namesake buildings at risk?
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Plus, the new questions about what Trump meant.
The events of January 6, 2021 are recent enough that we know that he would perpetrate a bloodbath rather than allow our constitutional system to work.
The CBS Evening News starts now. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We're going to begin tonight with Donald Trump facing a cash crunch. The former president is on the brink of being forced to surrender some of his most valuable real estate properties to help pay that $454 million civil fraud judgment in New York. He's already admitted that he doesn't have the nearly $500 million in cash. And today, his lawyers revealed that more than 30 firms said they were unable or, quote, unwilling to accept the risk associated with such a large bond. The clock is now ticking with that bond due next week. It's worth remembering the civil judgment stems from a ruling that Trump falsely valued parts of his real estate empire for financial gain. And then on the campaign trail, Trump is also defending himself after a series of disturbing remarks about migrants, January 6th defendants, and warning of a, quote, bloodbath if he loses in November. It was all while discussing tariffs on Chinese-made cars. CBS's Robert Costa is here, and he'll start us off tonight.
Former President Donald Trump could soon be facing a financial crisis. His lawyers today revealing in a court filing that Trump has failed to obtain a $454 million bond, calling it a practical impossibility. It's due in just 1 week, and without it, New York Attorney General Letitia James could freeze his bank accounts and seize his prized properties, including Trump Tower and 40 Wall Street.
The bottom line is this is rigged.
Trump, who was unable to reach agreement with more than 30 companies that provide appeal bonds, is also scrambling to raise money for the general election. CBS News has learned Trump is considering enlisting his former 2016 campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, a convicted felon who was found guilty of committing several financial crimes in 2018 and later pardoned by Trump. Meanwhile, the former president has ramped up his incendiary rhetoric on the campaign trail.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Trump insists he was referring to a potential bloodbath in the automobile industry. In the past, Trump has warned of bedlam if Biden wins, suggesting there will be anger if he is convicted of a crime.
There'll be bedlam in the country. It's a very bad thing. It's a very bad precedent. As we said, it's the opening of a Pandora's box.
Over the weekend, Trump also referred to migrants as animals and described those convicted for crimes related to January 6 as hostages and patriots. That remark drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle.
It's just unacceptable.
A hostage is someone who's being held by a criminal group or a terrorist group for a financial or political ransom. That's got nothing to do with people who have been criminally charged and given due process.
Meanwhile, former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro will likely be headed to jail. Today, the Supreme Court rejected Navarro's push to stave off his sentence for refusing to comply with the congressional subpoena, and he is now set to report to a correctional facility tomorrow in Florida. Nora?
That is some big news. Robert Costa, thank you. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke today for the first time in more than a month amid growing tensions over Israel's offensive in Gaza. And the president warned Netanyahu that the U.S. would not support an operation into Rafah without a plan to ensure the safety of innocent civilians. CBS's Chris Livesay reports that Israeli forces today raided a hospital in northern Gaza as famine there spreads.
Gunfire cracked at the Al-Shifa hospital complex in northern Gaza, where 30,000 Palestinians are sheltering. But among them, according to the Israeli military, were Hamas militants. The course of the war and its humanitarian costs are driving a wedge between Israel and its closest ally, the United States. President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu hadn't spoken for at least a month until today.
On the call today, President Biden asked the Prime Minister to send a senior interagency team composed of military, intelligence, and humanitarian officials to Washington in the coming days to hear U.S. concerns about Israel's current Rafah planning.
Israel agreed to that request. This comes after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer last week called for new elections here. Now the Israeli leader has shot back.
I think Schumer's statements are wholly inappropriate. I think we're not a banana republic.
Negotiations reconvened in Doha today, with Israel offering a six-week pause for 40 hostages. Among those still in captivity, Itai Hen. Last week, Israel confirmed the American was killed in October, but Hamas is holding his body as a bargaining chip, says his father.
Say, I give you a blank piece of paper. If you have a daughter, if you have a son, and I ask you, put a price on that piece of paper. What is that price?
And tonight, the U.S. confirms Israel has killed Hamas's number three military official, Marwan Issa. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says justice will come for the others hiding in the tunnels. Nora?
Chris Livesay, thank you so much. Back here at home, it was a weekend of deadly violence in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, with gunfire erupting as hundreds of young people gathered for spring break and St. Patrick's Day parties. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from Fort Lauderdale.
Beachgoers running for cover as gunfire erupts on Jacksonville Beach. Three separate shootings as crowds celebrated spring break and St. Patrick's Day on Sunday night. In one incident, three people were shot, including a tourist who was shot three times. Another person was killed in a separate shooting.
Quite frankly, I'm pissed off. We have a reputation out here as a law and order city. I'm a law and order police chief. If you're going to commit a crime, don't come here.
This comes after a teenager was arrested for pulling out a gun and pointing it towards spring breakers in New Smyrna Beach on Thursday. Police body cam shows the teenager running away from officers confronting the 16-year-old.
I've never seen anything
I've never seen that happen, and we come here all the time.
Some beach towns have seen an uptick in rowdy behavior after Miami Beach urged spring breakers to stay away. As part of its crackdown on spring break mayhem, the city imposed a midnight curfew. During the first three weekends of spring break, Miami Beach said there have been no shootings and no fatalities, and the total number of felony arrests is down by 26%.
Here in Fort Lauderdale, I feel like the beach is a little more wild here.
But in Fort Lauderdale, where there are fewer restrictions, video of fight clubs and sand wrestling matches have popped up on social media.
In past years, Fort Lauderdale has also cracked down on spring break when things get too rowdy. This year, the city says there's been an uptick in both crowds and spring break-related arrests. Nora?
Christian Benavides, thank you. Now to some breaking news. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has extended the temporary pause on a sweeping Texas immigration law from taking effect. Now, this law would empower local authorities to arrest suspected migrants from unlawfully crossing the border. The Department of Justice calls it unconstitutional. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports on the challenges facing border police departments.
This is a daily occurrence.
Yeah.
If the Supreme Court ever allows it to go through, Texas Governor Greg Abbott will get his way, and Webb County Sheriff Martin Cuellar and other local law enforcement will join federal agents in securing the Texas-Mexico border.
Do you feel that law enforcement was consulted enough when this law was being made in Austin?
I don't think so.
The law, known as SB 4, would allow Texas sheriff and police departments to arrest, jail, and prosecute migrants accused of illegally entering the U.S., meaning they didn't come in through an official port of entry. State judges could also order migrants back to Mexico to avoid prosecution. Abbott signed SB 4 into law last year in response to the record increase in migrant crossings on the Texas-Mexico border. This is what Abbott said about the law in an interview with Cecilia Vega for 60 Minutes.
We're not imposing a Texas border policy. Texas very simply is enforcing the laws that are the policy of the United States Congress.
If it does go into effect, critics like Laredo Mayor Dr. Victor Trevino worry it could lead to racial profiling and will not be effective.
Do you think SB 4 makes Laredo and Texas safer?
I do not think so. It's going to cause situations that are unfair and unjust.
Do you think this law is a burden for your deputies?
Well, it's a burden to everybody.
Sheriff Cuellar says his department is short-staffed, but his main concern is the lack of training from the state on how to enforce the law.
Any new task forces being formed for this law?
No.
Any new vehicles for this law?
No.
Any new training yet?
Not yet.
I spoke with several law enforcement sources this afternoon. They tell me their police officers and deputies still have not received any state guidance or training on how to enforce this law, and they're just hoping they get some sort of training before this law possibly goes into effect. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, thank you very much. Tonight, the race to evacuate nearly 1,000 Americans still trapped in Haiti took an even more urgency as armed gangs unleashed new attacks in the capital. The U.S. Embassy has urged all U.S. citizens to leave immediately. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez reports tonight from the city of Cap-Haitien in northern Haiti, where Americans are being evacuated.
Tonight, the rush to escape Haiti. Private companies having to airlift Americans out by helicopter. The second rescue mission by Florida Congressman Corey Mills alone.
I have to go to Miami.
The first flight out of the country in 2 weeks touched down safely in Miami yesterday. Just 47 seats were occupied on the government-chartered flight, officials said. The State Department announced it would offer limited charter flights for U.S. citizens from the less chaotic northern city of Cap-Haitien. But getting on one of these flights is not easy. The journey from Port-au-Prince to Cap-Haitien, where flights are taking off, is an extremely dangerous trip by road, with gangs setting up checkpoints along the way. Those who did make the flight, relieved to be back on American soil after weeks of uncertainty.
I think everybody wants to see if they can get out here, but not everybody can get out.
It's a mixed emotion. It's good to be back here. I'm safe, I have my family, but I also need to think about the people back home.
This is the airport in Cap-Haitien, and just look around and listen. It is eerily quiet here. This should be bustling.
Today, gangs attacked two upscale neighborhoods in Haiti's capital in a rampage that left at least a dozen people dead. Bodies can be seen in the streets, some loaded onto trucks.
We can hear some heavy attack, some people trying to attack the building of the government.
People are still trying to cross the border to safety to the Dominican Republic, others to get as far away from the nation's capital.
Authorities in the U.S. say flights for American citizens from this airport in Cap Haitien will continue only as long as it is safe to do so. And they say concerns about Haitians fleeing this recent turmoil and headed for the U.S. so far have not materialized. Nora?
Manny Bohorquez, thank you for being there. Well, tonight there's new evidence in the mysterious disappearance of a college student who went missing 10 days ago during a fraternity trip to Nashville. Newly released body cam video shows him speaking with a police officer on the night he vanished. CBS's Errol Barnett has the new developments.
New tonight, police in Nashville releasing this body cam video showing an officer's brief encounter with 22-year-old college student Riley Strain.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
It's just minutes after Strain had been kicked out of a downtown Nashville bar. Surveillance video from that night shows Strain stumbling and falling down. That was 10 days ago. He hasn't been seen since. His parents desperate for answers.
This is a very trying time. Emotional. It's a roller coaster.
Over the weekend, another clue, a bank card found on the embankment of the Cumberland River, now the focus of a massive search. Strain, a senior at the University of Missouri, was in Nashville with several fraternity brothers visiting local bars. He was asked to leave this bar, owned by country music singer Luke Bryan. The bar says it serves Strain one drink and two waters. Luke Bryan posting on social media, "This is scary," praying for his safe return. Friends say Strain told them he would head back to the group's hotel. He wasn't reported missing until the following afternoon.
All of our hearts are out there and we're trying to find him. We're doing the best we can.
Now, Tennessee's Alcoholic Beverage Commission is investigating the possibility that Strain may have been overserved there at Luke Bryan's bar. But, Nora, we should be clear at this stage. Police have said they do not yet suspect foul play.
Errol Barnett, thank you. Princess Catherine appears in public following speculation into her whereabouts. We're going to show you the video. That's next.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Princess Catherine was spotted over the weekend following months of questions about her whereabouts. TMZ obtained this video and says the princess appeared healthy and relaxed, stopping at a farm shop near Windsor Castle with Prince William. Her last public appearance was at Christmas, and she's barely been seen since undergoing abdominal surgery in January. Further speculation was fueled last week when Kensington Palace released a photo the princess admitted she had photoshopped. Pope Francis reflects on his 87 years, a look inside his revealing new memoir. That's next. Pope Francis just marked 11 years as the head of the Catholic Church, and this week he's out with his first memoir, looking back on his life and the events that shaped him. CBS's Seth Doane got insights on the Pope from his co-author, including whether he plans to retire.
His urgent calls for peace come from the pulpit,
where he also regularly pushes for respecting migrants and the environment. And now Pope Francis is revealing another side, the pontiff as a man. In a new memoir, the 87-year-old chronicles his life through major historic events, his joy at the end of World War II,
sweet the rewards of peace,
and cheering the fall of the Berlin Wall. But he also delves into the more intimate, being briefly, quote, dazzled by a woman. So enamored, he writes, it was difficult to pray.
Where are you, Fabio? Holy Father, I am at the beach.
Pope Francis is on the other end of the line asking you this?
Yeah.
Co-author Fabio Marchese Ragona, a Vatican correspondent for the Italian TV channel Mediaset, certainly saw the personal side of this pontiff through hours of interviews and revisions.
È stata una mia proposta.
It was my pitch, Ragona told us. I said there are many people in the world who don't know him, especially in the States.
Why was America such a focus?
It's a great country.
Conservative Catholics in the U.S. are among the chief critics of this more progressive pope.
He says at one point in the book that if he tried to keep track of everything that people say and write about him, that he would never have time to do anything else and would also need a psychologist.
Father Sam Sawyer is a Jesuit like Pope Francis and editor of the Catholic magazine America.
What are the headlines that stand out to you from this book?
He talks about his experience from his viewpoint of Pope Benedict's resignation, of the conclave that elected him.
Despite the resignation of his predecessor and health concerns, Ragona says the Pope only thinks about resignation because journalists ask about it.
He said, I'm good right now. I don't think a resignation.
In the book, Francis reveals that during hospital stays and medical treatments, he knows others speculate about the next conclave and another pope. Relax, it's human, he writes. There's nothing shocking about it. Seth Doane, CBS News, Rome.
Heart of America is next with one woman's inspiring journey from a hospital bed to the New York City Half Marathon.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America, meet 32-year-old New Yorker Leanna Scaglione, who is among the 27,000 runners to compete in the New York City Half Marathon this weekend. Her remarkable finishing time of 2 hours and 14 minutes came just 2 months after having brain surgery. When she was just 15, she was diagnosed with neurofibromatosis. That's a genetic disorder that causes usually benign tumors to form in the brain, spinal cord, and nerves. Well, after being in a wheelchair for 2 years, the once aspiring ballerina took up running to challenge herself.
I've realized all the things that I have accomplished with having tumors in my body. I was like, you know what? Anything's possible, and I shouldn't let this diagnosis and a tumor control my life. I just finished this major surgery, and I'm getting my life back.
Well, she now hopes to tackle the full Chicago and New York City marathons this fall. So congratulations, Leanna Scaglione, tonight's Heart of America. Okay, I'm inspired. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I've been a reporter for more than three decades, and along the way, I've been talking to myself in notebooks I've carried in my back pocket. They've captured thoughts about life, parenthood, death, friendship, and more. I'm John Dickerson, and I'd like you to join me in figuring out what these 30 years of notebooks mean in my new podcast, Navel Gazing. Each episode, we dig through the piles of notebooks that I've been collecting, and from their entries, try to sort out what makes a life. This collection of audio essays is available wherever you get your podcasts.